Welcome to the Talking Nutrition Podcast, where twice a week, you'll learn about all things health, fitness, and mindset. I'm your host, Yoel Investors, and it's my goal to simplify nutrition, provide you with actionable strategies, and teach you repeatable systems so you can create real results at last. Now, real quick, you won't find any crazy restrictive diets or quick fixes here, and the stuff that we talk about is basic, easy to apply, and effective. However, the only way to create change is by putting what you learn into action. Now go ahead and grab yourself a coffee, pour me one while you're at it, and let's dive into the episode. What's up and welcome back to the Talking Nutrition Podcast. Today I want to follow up on our four-part series of the four virtues, the four pillars, the four keys really to a healthy, long life, a good life. It's the stuff that we really hammer home among our clients, and I really want to expand on our mission altogether. So once again, you're going to basically witness a recording of our weekly office hours call that we do with our clients. I go live and we dive deep into different topics. These are usually educational. We pick a topic, right? We discuss it. A lot of questions usually. But here's the thing. I wanted to use the past 3 weeks, and we're going to do another one next week, to dive into our culture, the mission that we have together and that we're on together. And I wanted to just really emphasize like the importance of the four keys that we discuss: courage, wisdom, temperance, and justice, and how this plays into just your journey, my journey, right? All of our clients' journeys, but also our journey altogether. Because I know we have something really cool going on, and I know we can help the people reach, you know, who need to help reach the goals they deserve and desire. So today I wanted to talk about the human brain, really, and the world we live in currently. A world of access, comfort, and how we kind of have to do, you know, challenging things to actually make it. You know what I mean? We need to challenge ourselves. We need to build character, build resilience, but it's not done through comfort. We're going to talk about finding balance. It's a big one, right? Everyone always wants balance. A lot of times, though, that means that people want the outcome without the actual work put in, you know, that needs to be put in. We're going to talk about moderation in all things, and it goes for all things. We're going to talk about keeping your emotions in check, and then ultimately how to cultivate self-discipline. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Once again, do me a quick favor. Go ahead and drop us a quick 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple. Actually, massively helps us grow the show. It's really like I couldn't ask for anything else. We don't do any ads, no whatever. This is all just word of mouth. And right? I just hope you like this. I hope you like this stuff. I hope you, right, get inspired by listening to our mission, and I hope you take action. And promise me one thing, right? The things that we discuss, and that goes for this episode, it goes for any other episode that we've done or that we will do, promise me, well, actually, you know what? Like, promise yourself that you do something with this information, that you don't see this podcast as like, okay, that was a cool listen, and that's it. Like, no, you only learn by doing. Remember that. So put this into action after listening to this episode, right? Start making a point of challenging yourself. Get uncomfortable. Do hard things. Try to keep your emotions in check. Try not to respond emotionally. But we'll get into that today. Enjoy the episode, and I'll chat to you soon. We live in a world of convenience, comfort, right? Instant gratification. You want something, you get it right away. And access, right? Everything is available at all times in unlimited amounts. And everything we want needs to be more available, right? We want more of it. We want it faster, preferably without putting in much effort. That's kind of like the state of the world currently, right? Let's be honest. Now, obviously, we're speaking, Let's call it like Western world. You know, there's a lot of shit going on in the world right now, always has. But since you guys are watching or listening, you know, we have it pretty good. That's my point here. Like, we have pretty much everything available. And a lot of people tend to get impatient, you know, when you order something on Amazon and it doesn't show up within 24 hours. Or people get pissed off and complain when they order food, right, from Foodora, whatever it is. And then when it's 5 minutes late, they're like, you know, yeah, you know, where's my food? You know, we're so used to everything just being, right,
click of a button and you'll have it. Like, you don't even have to leave the house for food anymore. Now, obviously, convenience is nice. You know what I mean? And I think naturally we want to go for the convenient option. And in our defense, right? And I mean our, as in like the human race, as a person, as a human being, our brain is wired to take the path of least resistance. Because that way you conserve energy. And guess what? Conserving energy is good for survival. And think about it too, right? Now we have all these luxuries, but the human species have been around for like hundreds of thousands of years without all of this stuff. Well, how? By taking the path of least resistance a lot of times, right? There have been challenges, obviously. We overcame them. But I think we naturally kind of go for that. So it only makes sense that, hey, in this world of access, convenience, comfort, we want that and we go for that when we can, obviously, right? Let's be honest. Why do we think so many people fall for the quick fixes in this health and fitness thing? Why is that? Because it's marketed as if it's no effort from you. Now, since you guys are here, I know for a fact that you know that it requires effort. And we've talked about this over the last couple of weeks already. But that's kind of why so many people fall for that. Because, hey, right? It's, I really have these goals, but I don't want to do the work for it, you know? And this always blows my mind is when, you know, I sometimes hear people, you know, they struggle with fat loss for like 20 plus years, even more. And then when it's, you know, when a conversation goes towards like tracking macros, it's like, oh, well, like that's not something I'm willing to do. You know what I mean? It's always funny, right? Where, hey, we have the goal, the work that's required, but because of, you know, our lives being so comfortable these days, we kind of almost, you know, don't want to do that work because we're so used to not doing work for those kind of luxuries. Additionally, like we spend most of our lives, you know, being sedentary. I mean, I'm sitting right here recording this podcast. My work requires me to sit. Last night I ordered a walking pad for my office for that reason, right? I got to also get my steps up right now. I do that outside, but we're, you know, getting into winter. It's going to be really cold, a lot of bad weather up here in the Arctic. So, hey, right. I want to make sure I keep moving. But even if we do move around during the day, we tend to spend most of our free time kind of like, you know, sitting on the couch, watching TV or, you know, playing video games. And hey, by the way, guys, nothing wrong with that, of course, right? But in moderation, and we'll talk about this, but generally speaking, right, we have it pretty good. Like life's pretty comfortable. Let's be honest. Now, here's the thing. Here's why that's a problem, because in order to get better physically and mentally, we need to take on challenges. Like that's how we adapt to become more resilient, right? Stronger. These days, there's very little challenge to be found. So you're going to have to look for it, right? We talked about stepping outside of your comfort zone. You have to like actually make an effort of, right, getting out there and challenging yourself in so many different ways, which we'll discuss. But like I said, like you literally don't have to leave the house anymore to look for food, right? Not even, let's call it maybe, you know, a couple hundred years ago, maybe, right? Imagine our, you know, great, great, whatever grandparents, you know, very different. Or you know what? Let's even go back a little bit, you know, closer to our lives right now. Let's say our grandparents, right? Two generations. They also didn't have this many luxuries. They had food, obviously, right? But it wasn't like now. Or maybe their parents, even less. So think about that, right? We used to have to hunt, fish, right? Grow stuff. Now we don't have to do that anymore. You can literally like open up your phone, order food. It's going to be right there. That's that comfort zone, right? Like, right? You don't have to do much. Like it's, you know, everything is available. Great. But here's the thing. We got to challenge ourselves. And by now, like based on what we've discussed, I mean, you guys are my clients, so you know this stuff. We talk about this all the time. But, you know, through the Courage live that we did, Wisdom, right? And of course, today, Temperance. Like, you know already that you need to challenge yourself in order to improve, right? Like, you guys know this stuff because you're going through this journey with me. So a true action taker knows that comfort and convenience do not support growth. They're aware that it's in our nature to choose the path of least resistance. And they're willing to challenge themselves because it's required in order to level up. There's no way around it, guys. Now, I got to say this too. We're obviously not going to live a life of discomfort 24/7. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm not saying get rid of all your, you know, comfortable things and, you know, luxuries. Absolutely not. But I think, which is what we're going to get into now, right? Balance and moderation really goes for all things and really is what will allow you to be happy with what you have. But, you know, so let's get into that. Finding balance. 9 out of 10 times when I talk to people about their fitness journey, when we talk, right? Achieving goals, certain trade-offs they have to make, right? This word balance always pops up. I want balance, right? I want balance. I want this to be a lifestyle. Yes, absolutely. We're creating a new lifestyle. But we've talked about the hard work. We talked about overcoming obstacles and dealing with discomfort. Like, all of that is essential for growth. Like, that's going to be there. It's not just going to be there, but it's going to be there. On the other hand, I do think we got to talk about this too, right? There's the other side of the equation. There's the yin and the yang, right? And they're connected. They're one. And there's no yin without the yang, right? There's no growth without doing the work, but then also recharging. That's how building muscle works. You lift that weight, right? Which is stressing the muscle, which in the moment actually damages the muscle. So it makes you worse. But here's the thing. When you then eat enough calories, enough nutrients, right? You rest, you sleep well, then the body adapts and will build a bigger, you know, stronger muscle. And the best pro athletes know this, right? They prioritize recovery as well. You'll often see, and I see this with, I mean, a lot of people in the fitness space, especially, you know, in CrossFit, running as well. Basically, like any sport where you just really get into it, right? When you really almost get that obsession, which I think sometimes can be a good thing, really being into something. But here's the mistake people make. They think more is better. It's always go, go, go. But that's not true. That's not the case. Some of you might remember we had a sports dietitian on our podcast, Jessica Isaacs. And she said too, like, it's not that these pro athletes always just go, go, go every single time, training 7 times a week, twice a day. Like, no, there's a time and place for that. There's seasons, but there's also recovery. And that's what sets the true, like the real pros apart, right? They manage both. They work hard. They also recharge. Super important. There is a time to push at the gym, right? Chase your goals. To get uncomfortable, yes. But there needs to be rest, sleep, recovery, nourishment of the body. Guys, why do you think that I hammer so much on that maintenance phase? So often, we have to spend time there to fuel the body, nourish the body, because otherwise it's not going to work, right? We're not going to build the muscle. We're not going to respond well to the fat loss phases. And hey, flexibility, where does that happen? Also at maintenance, not in a deficit, right? Maybe a little bit more in the surplus, but also there, if you're building muscle, you go too fast, you get too excited with your calories, you're going to gain more body fat. And this is where periodization comes in and stress management, because we always have to look at the drains and the charges, right? Your fat loss phases and your maintenance phases, muscle gain, etc., so that we can balance this all. Now, we tend to want it all, right? Without the effort.
Hey, what's up? Sorry to interrupt. I promise we'll keep it short. As you already know, we don't do ads here, and I really just do this podcast out of passion for helping everyday people like yourself learn more and get results. Now, because I do this absolutely for free, would it be cool to ask you for a quick rating on Spotify or Apple? You can do it while you're listening. It really just takes a few seconds, and it would actually mean the world to me and help us grow the show and reach more people like you. Thank you so much. Now let's get back to the episode.
But here's the thing. I think when it comes to balance, what most people mean is that they want the outcome without the input. And this is where balance often takes, you know, or gets taken out of context, sorry, is when people want to see the result without the sacrifice that, let me say that again, I'm trying to speak too fast. It's when people want to see the result without the sacrifice, right, that's required to realize those results. And this goes back to that convenience that we're so used to. We want it all without effort. We want to have the muscle without doing the hard workout. You want to have the lean, right, shredded body, toned, whatever you want to call it. You want the fat loss, but without the restriction. Because let's be honest, guys, dieting, right, is inherently restricting in that you have to restrict calories. You have to lower calories in order to even lose body fat. That's how the body works. People want the flexibility, but then without practicing moderation. So really what they're saying is like, hey, I want the flexibility, really just meaning like, hey, I mostly just want the flexible stuff. But, you know, moderation, again. People want the yin without the yang, or the other way around, you know? And here's the thing, is always that either or, it's all or nothing. It's a like tug of war between convenience, flexibility, and enjoyment, and the work that's required to reach your goals. Now, in reality, these two need to work together, right? We have both the flexibility, the convenience, etc. And then we have the hard work that's required. We need to make sure that everything works together in harmony for your long-term goal, right? So if you think about it, balance, right, is not a right either or. We need to work in the same direction. And here's the thing too, in order to achieve what most people would consider balance in quotes, is actually achieved through phases or seasons where balance actually doesn't exist. Let's be honest, guys. There's no balance in a fat loss phase, right? You're gonna have to get more strict, but then we can take it down a notch, right? If you have a performance phase, muscle gain, hey, right, balance, well, you're gonna have to work out hard, you know, multiple times a week if you wanna get those results. Yeah, but I also want rest. Yeah, that's true. We need to prioritize rest, right? So when it comes to balance, right, a true action taker understands that it's not a matter of this or that. They aim to create a life where both sides of whatever they aim to balance, right, in quotes, balance, they work together, right, those both sides to achieve that same end goal. It's not either or. Guys, it's not you enjoying during the holidays or being on point with your nutrition. We're creating a lifestyle here, a plan for you long term, right? So that you learn how to do both. Because obviously we're not going to be dieting through Christmas and those kind of things. Of course not. We're going to plan for breaks. But it doesn't mean that just everything goes out the door and we just kind of, right, we see enjoyment as this like separate thing. Like, no, it's part of what we do. It's part of the equation. There's the enjoyment and there is the doing healthy, right? The eating healthy. We need to make sure that both, again, work towards that same end goal. Because if we continue to just prioritize the convenience, right? The stuff that we really want. And we don't also balance that, again, in quotes, balance that, you know, with the actual work that's required, we're just not going to see the results that you actually want. So again, both in the same direction. That's how you want to see this. Moderation in all things. Let me quickly take a sip of my tea. Yes, something I tell you guys a lot. And that's, first of all, there's a little bit of bad news, right? You cannot have it all. When people come to me and they say, I want to lose fat, I want to build muscle, I want to run a marathon, I want to also do it healthy, I'm always going to have to tell them, hey, listen, there's good and bad news. The bad news, once again, like I just said, is that you cannot have it all. At least not all at once. Now, here's the good news. You can have it all, just not all at once. And unfortunately, as we talked about earlier, right, what most people actually want is have everything all at once, all the time. Now, before we continue, please know that I also continuously have to work on the things that we're about to get into. I'm actually using examples that I've personally struggled with and that I have to also now still sometimes need to remind myself of. I'm not judging you here in any way. But I'm reminding both of us, or like all of us, right, that we're probably better off with certain limits to comfort and consumption in place. Again, I got to repeat that one. Because I really, truly think that this is one of the actual keys or secrets or whatever you want to call it, right, to actually making this whole thing work, is that we need somewhat of a limit to comfort and consumption in a way. Hear me out. Like I said, this is also stuff for me, right? Same kind of thing. I'm not judging, whatever. Instead of one cookie, we want to have the whole pack, right? Instead of watching one episode, we have to binge watch a whole season of whatever show we love. Also there, hey, of course, with these days, like TV and, you know, series being so good, I also, like, every single time, like, we watch an episode, I'm like, oh, shit, can we watch another one? Like, of course, right? We all go through that. That's why I'm saying I also have these kind of moments, right? For example, with alcohol, right? Instead of having a few drinks, as much as I don't drink, but, like, instead of having, like, a few, one or two beers, like, we have to get shit-faced, right? And with the workouts, too. Like, this is not just, like, the enjoyment stuff. It's even with workouts where, hey, right? Too much of anything is not a good thing. So you probably shouldn't be working out every single day, twice a day, without rest, without recovery. Of course not. You're not going to build the muscle. You're not going to look like you work out, even though you work so hard. It has to be like everything or nothing, right? Here's another one. You lose 1 kilo or 1 pound in a week, but it's not enough, right? Let's not get into like the social media stuff and just having to like scroll, you know, just to get that dopamine hit. But that's the whole point here, right? We want to have more stuff. We want more of it all the time. We want more food. We want more and more and more. More dopamine hits. Like, when is it enough? You know what I mean? When do we realize that too much of anything is really not a good thing? Moderation is key. And as again, I feel like I've said this like every single article or, you know, in a blog here. It's, again, it's one of those statements that's like a little overused, but moderation really is key, guys. That's why I said like this virtue, right? Temperance is the one that plays most directly into the health and fitness journey. It makes most sense, right? Moderation really is key. That goes for the flexible foods, for the clean foods too, right? I've seen people take clean eating in quotes like too far. I've seen people take their workouts too far. Sleep, right? Sleeping too much or too little consistently. Technology use, a continuous struggle for me. I really have a hard time not using my phone, right? I get distracted sometimes, right? I have to use an app that allows me not to use my phone, right? It's called Forest. You can look it up. It's actually great. It's great for productivity. That's why I also said, you know, I turn my notifications off. Fat loss phases, muscle gain phases, performance, work, time off, and the list goes on, right? The sooner we accept that neither too much or too little is a good thing, right? The sooner we can move forward towards your goals. Again, moderation. A true action taker accepts that they can't have it all at once, that neither too much and too little are a good thing, and they realize that moderation in all things is key. There's something to doing hard stuff as well. I call it the art of doing hard things. And the ice bath and, you know, the cold water plunges, which is similar, but you know what I mean. It's a big hype these days, right? You see at least I'm currently, you know, getting a bunch of ads for like the home ice baths and those kind of things. You know what though? They can be great. Let me say that. They can be great. Not really for muscle growth. A lot of people tend to kind of take this one completely out of context. I've seen people claim that, right, nothing burns as much body fat as cold water. Well, that's not true. That's actual bullshit. Now, here's the thing though, right? The reason that cold water stuff works and the reason so many people benefit off of it is because it makes them more resilient. They get better at doing hard things. You get into that cold water and it's uncomfortable, it sucks, and you want to get out of it. And every single second of when you are in that cold water, right, in that freezing cold water, you hate it. Now, here's the thing. mentally, right? You can train yourself and you can learn how to deal with it. And that's the magic of those kind of things. Now, I'm using ice baths and like cold water plunges as an example, but same thing goes for the workouts. I've gone through like 45-minute CrossFit workouts at times where that was a mental game, right? That was a mental game. I've gone through, so I went to Mount Everest Base Camp. It was tough. It's a long, walk. It was a trek of like 8 days with, of course, right? Not 8 straight days to walk up there, but still it was challenging physically, but also mentally, because once you get to that altitude where you don't get the oxygen as much, right? You start to notice, and it's nothing compares. Like nothing compares. It's, if you're up there, you start walking, you're out of breath right away. And I was in shape back then. I was actually in my best shape ever, cardio-wise back then. And I struggled because of the altitude. But anyway, long story short, having done those things, even now, still these days, I often remind myself of those moments to where mentally, right, I decided I could keep going as much as physically, I was exhausted, right? And that's the point here. The workout never feels comfortable, but you'll feel good afterwards because you did do the work, right? You actually did it anyway. And going through a fat loss phase is never fun. Let's be honest, you're going to be hungry, and that's part of it. That's actually a sign that it works, you know? But you will be proud of your own achievements. You will be proud once you're done with the fat loss phase and then you see the results. And you may hate your alarm clock in the morning when it goes off, but you'll feel better from not having a rushed morning and actually getting some quiet time. And in each of these situations, there's a short-term sacrifice for the long-term benefit. And this is also something that can make it hard to do the work and even keep doing the work, because it requires delayed gratification. You know what that is? It's doing something right now to eventually see the result. And in health and fitness, that's weeks, months even. And that's a hard thing to sometimes accept. It's like, hey, you have this goal, but guess what? Like, you're going to invest a lot of time, a lot of effort for many, many months to eventually see it. I did a bulk for a full year in 2021, knowing that I was going to gain fat. Some, right? But still, knowing that it was a long way, that it required a lot of work. Knowing that only then a year and a half later, because of course I had to still cut to reveal the muscle I built, I would see the benefits, or sorry, the results, really. Think about that. Early 2021, I started muscle gain, did that for a full year, even into the next year, then cut, maintenance, cut. At the very end of the year, I did a long reverse diet. This year, I've just been maintaining. And then now I'm currently, like this week, actually last week, I kind of like, kicked off a new transformation journey. But the point being is, like, we need to do a lot of work to eventually see the outcome. And that's something we're not good at. We don't think that way, right? But we need to make long-term decisions if you want to see that long-term outcome. Like, if you want to make it long-term, you got to make those decisions that are aligned with a long-term, journey. Not just as short-term stuff, not just doing something because in the short term, it makes you feel better. But what do I mean by doing hard things, right? There's a few examples here. I already kind of mentioned a few, but lifting weights, doing cardio, signing up for a competition, dieting, muscle gain phases, some type of fasting. Hey, like, I'm not going to recommend that to most people because it gets taken out of context, a lot. But it can, it can be a form of, right, doing something difficult, maybe appreciating that you actually have food available these days. And like I said, the cold plunges as well. And really, the main thing is that you're just doing something that's physically difficult where mentally you get to deal with it. It builds character, it builds resiliency. There's a philosopher called Seneca that said, we treat the body rigorously, so that it will not be disobedient to the mind. And I really think that doing hard things is one of the best ways to get, a strong mind as well. We always talk about like building strong bodies, but we got to build a strong mind too. But it's not all just like physical stuff, really. It's not all just like doing, you know, the hard workout. It's also tracking your food, going to bed earlier, even though you want to stay up, right? Maybe waking up earlier, maybe meditating and journaling to actually sit with your own thoughts, having a hard conversation that you know you kind of have to have with the family member, the friend, the colleague, maybe work, whatever it is. Maybe you want to apply for a new job or start your own business. Maybe you want to ask someone to go on a date with you. Maybe it's just meal prepping or just saying no, right? There's a lot of things there that are kind of difficult in the moment, but that have a positive outcome in the long term. But of course, these lists are is not like all-inclusive lists. You get the idea. It's the positive long-term outcome by making a short-term sacrifice, right? We need to trade in some of the more comfortable, like pleasurable, fun things for something that's, you know, going to require work and time, and patience. It's going to be, see, you know, going to be difficult sometimes. Not the trade-off we tend to think of, like, oh, that's great, right? But it will be beneficial long-term. And we can only get good at these, you know, making these kind of trade-offs by doing it, by making a decision, right? And every day, here's the cool thing, every single day, you will run into moments where you're going to have to make a decision. So every single day, you get to choose, right? And it's really just the sum of like all your micro decisions that will either lead to you becoming successful or staying in the same place or even just getting worse. So a true action taker understands that the discomfort of hard work in the long term is better than the discomfort of not taking ownership of your health and fitness. They set out to do hard things in order to build character, a strong body, and a strong mind. Because we need to keep our emotions in check too. So like I said, guys, this one is a little bit longer, but we are getting there. I feel like we're like pretty good on time here as well. So we're going to continue a little bit longer, but we're going to talk about, you know, keeping your emotions in check. And then we are going to also get into basically how to cultivate self-discipline. Can you think of a time where you kind of let your emotions get the best of you? Have you ever acted without first kind of taking a step back to see clearly? Have you ever made the wrong decision just based on fear or anger? I know you have because we all have. I have. Every single person in this group has. I know that. Now, self-control, self-discipline doesn't just come down to doing hard things and just getting uncomfortable all the time. It's also about the ability to control your thoughts and emotions and act from a place of logic. Something that's easier said than done. But, you know, just like with that growth mindset, you can cultivate it over time. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of me even talking about these things, guys. It's a process. Over time, we can get better at these things. So also don't be too hard on yourself if you do not master your emotions and your growth mindset and those kind of things. It takes time. Everything takes time. So The Greeks actually had a word for keeping your emotions in check, called apatheia. So it's the kind of calm equanimity that comes with the absence of irrational and extreme emotions. It's not the loss of feeling altogether, but the loss of the harmful and unhelpful kind. That's from The Obstacle is the Way. We're not trying to suppress all emotions, guys. Like, that's not what we're saying here. But we're trying to not respond to the unhelpful emotions, the unhelpful thoughts, the harmful ones. That's what we're trying to do here. Because sometimes we forget that a thought or a feeling or emotion doesn't have to become a thing. It can be there and we can let it be, right? Hey, I can be pissed off. Okay, cool. Feel free to be pissed off, right? Feel free to be sad, frustrated, impatient, whatever it is, but you don't have to act on it. And that's what we're talking about here. Remember that there are certain things within your control and others that are outside of your control. Thoughts, feelings, and emotions will show up. Like, let's be honest, right? It's not that you're not going to be angry anymore, not going to be, you know, sad, frustrated, demotivated. You will be. You definitely will be. It will come up again. Whether you're on a roll, right? Or you just had, you know, a stressful period, like either way, at some point you're going to run into these feelings again. And if anything, like, be my guest, like, get it out. You know what I mean? Like, have the feeling, like, do not like try to suppress it, whatever. That's not what we're talking about. But you do want to catch yourself and remind yourself that how you respond is always 100% within your control. So you actually get to decide where this goes. And that's really the cool part here. Will you respond instantly, emotionally, and make an irrational decision? Or will you take a step back? Kind of take a moment, right? And focus your energy towards figuring things out. Like, are you going to be proactive, resourceful, instead of freaking out? And oftentimes, like, it's a very simple solution. I'm not saying easy, right? Simple. All you got to do is just zoom out and think long term and just try to see things more clearly that way, because you will. Once you start to, you know, take a step back, you zoom out and you think just, you know, big picture, is this going to really be this bad? Or like, what's going to be the outcome here? If you think big picture, it's going to make such a difference. It's going to make things way more clear. So try to practice that. Same goes for like fear and anxiety. So we just kind of talked about stress, right? Because stress is really a response to something that has happened, right? A like an outside factor, basically, that's kind of like a threat to the system, right? It disrupts life. And when it comes to anxiety, maybe thoughts like, what if, or I hope this doesn't happen, or something like that, you know, is more like a borrowed form of stress, if that makes sense. You're worrying about stuff that's not real. It's not there. It's not there. Like, it hasn't happened yet. And remember that you are living in the moment, right? You cannot change the past or the future. You can only change and control what you currently do in this very moment. So also there, I'm not saying that with anxiety, you can just say, well, I'm not going to be anxious anymore, because those feelings will come up again. But when you take a step back, you will realize, right? And this is how, like, we need to practice. But once you actually catch yourself and you feel like that, and you start to like worry too much about what might happen, etc., but then you slow down, you take a step back, you'll realize that most things that you fear, just generally speaking in life, right, never come through at all. Think about that. Most things never come through. So in a way, it's actually not even worth stressing about that stuff. It's easier said than done. And we only get better at that, at, you know, self-control, or, you know, controlling our emotions through exposure and actually trying to take a step back in the moment, zooming out, not just reading this, not just listening to me talking about this stuff. No, like actually putting it into action, and then over time getting better at it. Now, lastly, we also want to exercise control of extreme cravings and, you know, resist temptations of like pride, greed, wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, and sloth. So we all have our vices, right? We all have our weaknesses. We all have all sorts of thoughts and feelings and emotions going on in our heads. And the goal is not to not have them, because that would be impossible. But remember that at the end of the day, you don't have to act on those thoughts and feelings. So try to make the logical decision here. Be in the moment, be mindful, right? So a true action taker acknowledges that their emotions and thoughts, right, can be there, but that they don't have to act without taking a step back to first think rationally. They may experience stress, anxiety, extreme cravings, but their emotions and impulses are kept in check. And they know they still get to decide how they respond to a situation. So like I said, guys, just like the last two calls that we did together, this is supposed to inspire you to take action. This is not necessarily like very specific in terms of like tools and tactics. I do want to share a few down below or in a sec, but we're discussing what needs to be done. And now you have to go and make a point of doing the thing and exercising self-control, practicing moderation, and creating that self-discipline. I cannot give that to you. I cannot teach you that. Remember, it's action-based coaching that we're doing here. You're learning through action. You're learning by doing. That's the only way this is really going to click and make sense. and it's going to take time. So some of my favorite ways are reflection through meditation, journaling, or anything similar that really allows you to kind of sit with your own thoughts and just work through stuff. Like I said, we all have our own things. And I think we need to make a point of kind of sitting down and just, right, trying to work it out. Because let's be honest, guys. We might be very hard on ourselves sometimes and think, hey, I'm not someone who, or, you know, I'm just not good at whatever it is. But like, let's use an example here, right? I'm just not someone who has a lot of willpower, right? It's that fixed mindset language there. Let's say you're telling yourself that, right? I'm just not someone who. Well, guess what? You can still take the same actions as someone who does have a lot of willpower. So your point that you're making towards yourself, telling yourself that you don't have the willpower, actually doesn't fucking matter at all, because you can still take the actions that someone with willpower also takes. I'm right after this today, I'm going to record a podcast about winter depression and the fact that where I live up here, and a lot of you guys too, right? There's no sunlight for 2 months. Winter depression is a real thing. But guess what, guys? It doesn't necessarily have to influence us that much. And I'm not saying this is easy. And I'm going to have to practice this myself, because every single winter, right, guys, I'm recording this at 2 p.m. It literally looks like midnight outside. It actually looks like midnight. So, of course, that's going to have an impact on the body. It messes with your energy and those kind of things. But guess what? As much as winter and, you know, those kind of outside factors can most definitely influence your mind, influence how you feel, right? Influence your energy levels. Guess what? I may not have the energy, but I'll still go on my walk. I can still do my workout, right? I can still do what it takes. I might not feel super happy sometimes, right? Because let's be honest, guys, in the winter, sometimes it does get tough. I'm pretty good with this stuff. I can manage that, but still, I can still make a point that I'm using myself as an example here, but I'm speaking for everyone. We can still make a point of making the best of it, doing fun things, spending time with the friends and family. You know what? Like getting up earlier to actually get outside, for example, and get to see some of that daylight that we do have and do fun shit. Like last weekends, you know, I've been skiing, hunting, like just being out in the mountains. It's the best shit. It's right. It's been dark. And especially, you know, during the week, like I'm inside here, by the time I'm done, it's pitch dark, right? And like I said, it is already dark now. It's 2 p.m. So anyway, but you get it. We can still take action despite of how we feel. I'm not saying that it doesn't matter how we feel, but we can still take action for ourselves, right? To make ourselves feel better, to make the best of a situation, to reach our goals, etc. We can also practice mindfulness through trying to be more in the moment, right? Kind of catching yourself before we act emotionally and irrationally. Because, and we talked about this when we did the Thanksgiving episode on our podcast, I think that was episode 92. We talked about this where we create a mini check-in with yourself, where right before a meal, we can kind of sit down and create awareness. Hey, what do I want to get out of this meal? How do I want to feel going, you know, walking away from the table? Maybe even do mini check-ins during the meal before you go for a second round, you know? But we need to have deliberate moments where we check in with ourselves and slow down. It can be done weekly, daily, or like I said, within a moment when temptations may be high. It's a proactive practice, right? That only through repetition, you can become more mindful at, or better at, I should say. We can become more mindful through practice. And again, it takes time, guys. That's why, again, with these kind of things, please promise me to do something with this, to actually create those moments of awareness where you put this into action. Don't just listen and read and those kind of things, or watch these kind of, you know, kind of trainings, videos, whatever. Like, no, do something with that, because that's the only way you can get better. Last but not least, we want to practice gratitude. Be happy with what you do have. Write this shit down. Write this down in your journal every day. Three things you're grateful for. You'd be surprised how much of an effect that has. And I'm speaking from experience. I was very open to journaling in the beginning, but still, like I've seen that do a lot for me personally, for a lot of our clients. So I know there's a lot to it. Plus there's research to it as well. And there's also a reason why, for example, in Stoicism or, you know, any philosophy really, people practice, right? Journaling, putting it on paper, working through your own shit, basically. But write that down and think about like the things you do have, right? And you don't even have to write it down. Just go on a walk and just kind of think about like, okay, you know, what am I grateful for? And soon enough, you'll realize like we actually have it pretty good. Think about all the things that you have and maybe how you would feel if you didn't have those things. Realize that, I know, like anxiety, stress, all those kind of things, guys, I know are very real, but we don't have it that bad. Let's be honest. Let's be fully, just brutally honest here. We all deal with stuff, but we have it pretty good. Especially knowing with, you know, what's going on in the world right now. Especially now. Try to be a little bit more grateful, right? Don't stress about things you don't have. Just be happy about, you know, the things you do have. And hey, if you really want something, you can always work for it. We create self-discipline through exposure, not avoidance. We do hard things like working out, right? Getting uncomfortable on purpose to build that mental strength, the physical strength, the resilience, right? Character. We can show ourselves that we can deal with hard things. Now we are in full control, not the emotions, right? We can be mindful. We can be aware in the moment and proactive, resourceful. And we can be grateful for what we do have, right? Remember, guys, moderation in all things. And that really goes for anything. Even for the things that we have you work on. Quick example, once again, tracking, for example, right? We don't want to always do it all the time. No, that's not even a goal. That's why we plan breaks. We don't have you work out every single day. We don't just eat clean. We allow for flexibility, right? Moderation in all things. So again, thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed this one. Next week, we're going to wrap it up with the last virtue. Justice. We're going to talk a little bit more bigger picture, our mission together. And yeah, I'm excited to be on this mission with you guys. I'm very grateful for every single one of you. Now that we're, you know, getting into, I mean, I cannot believe I'm saying this, but tomorrow it is December 1st. It's insane to me. But what a year it's been. And to be honest with you guys, like I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. So thank you. Thanks for everything. Thanks for being on this journey with me all together. And I've really enjoyed diving into our mission over these last three calls. And we're going to do our last one next week. We'll be writing a lot more about this, speaking a lot more about this on social media, because I really want to make sure that people understand the culture that we create here and that you, right, are a part of. Because let's be honest, this is stuff that will be helpful. Just all the things that we've talked about, right? Not just for you, but also for the people around you. And we'll talk about this next week. But I think that if we can include people on our journey, we can impact more lives and help more people overcome the same things that we've struggled with, right? So again, thank you so much. I will chat to you guys very soon next week with the virtue of justice. We'll see you then. All right, that's it for today. As a thank you for sticking around, I'd like to send you a free copy of my ebook, The Definitive Fat Loss Nutrition Guide. Honestly, if you like the podcast, I'm sure you'll love the ebook. So if you want it, all you need to do is either click the link in the show notes or DM me on Instagram at johanvesters_OCS, and I'll personally send it to you. Thanks again for listening to today's episode. I'll talk to you soon.